Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Chris Cruz and Jay Cruz. So, Jay Cruz, say what's up to the people. Jay Cruz, say what's up to the people. See, I don't know why you do this. You come on the show, you're always late, or you're never ready. You see, guys, what I have to deal with? No professionalism whatsoever. But anyway, guys. Until Jay decides that he wants to join us, any second now, I'm going to just go over the topics that we're going to be discussing. Because we have another great show for you. I know we were gone for a couple of days, so I hope you're excited that we're back. So, guys, today we're talking about sexting. You know, sexting scandals happen all the time. We're just going to talk about them, what we think. It's going to be fun. So, we also got Steph Curry. Is he the best player in the world, or is it still LeBron James? What do you think? And we have, last but not least, get excited, guys, the first female link. So let's jump into it. Jay, are you with us?
And stop introducing Super Smash Brothers.
Hey, Jay, you're finally with us. Hey.
Hey, I was with you from the get. I don't know, I guess technical difficulties or your death. One of the two. But let's get started. So, guys, the first topic we're going to be talking about today is Stephen Curry the best player in the world? Now, the Golden State Warriors is the defending champs, and Stephen Curry is the best player on that team. And what he's doing this year is phenomenal, same thing he did last year, maybe even a little bit better. So there's a bunch of people who are saying he's the best player in the world, and I've heard a bunch of analysts on ESPN and SportsCenter claiming that he's the best player in the world as well. Chris, what do you think?
First of all, I get tired of this nonsense. And the nonsense I'm speaking about, Jay, is these professional analysts who from day to day, depending on who's the new hot topic, considers them the best. For example, do you remember when Kobe was still in his prime? Every other day was Kobe Bryant's the best player in the world. LeBron James is the best player in the world. Kevin Durant's the best player in the world. Then when Derrick Rose won the MVP, Derrick Rose is the best player in the world. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. Stephen Curry, he's elevated his game to a new level. I can understand the comparisons, putting him in the top. I mean, you know, when there's an argument to be had, at least I think there is, that when you're the NBA champs, your team, the best player on that team has to be considered one of the better players in the world, if not, like, one of the best players in the world, because, yeah, it's a team sport, but you still need that superstar to get over the hump when it's crucial. So, I think there's an argument there that Steph Curry can be. Now, whether he is, I think it's a little too soon to say that. And I still think, regardless, LeBron has put in more work. So, why? Just because he's not the highlight of the season so far, so quickly to drop him from the pedestal. You never want to keep people up. You feel me, Jay?
I completely agree. But then again, sports is all about what you're doing right now. And whoever's performing the best at this very moment is always considered the best player in the world. But then that's why, you know, analysts or whatever flip-flop, or people's opinion flip-flop from one to the other. Because if LeBron came out and had a couple monster games in a row, he would be considered the best player in the world, just like Steph Curry right now, because Steph Curry's having some monster games and some really amazing games that he's considered the best player in the world. Now, if LeBron came and did it tomorrow, he would be considered the best player in the world. So, you know, people's opinions flip-flop going according to what has been done in the present. And then halfway through the season, towards the end of the season, that's when they look at your season as a whole and then determine. But it's pretty much determined by what you're doing for me now or what I just saw you do. and then people are like, yo, he's amazing. That's the reason for so many flip-floppers. But in my opinion, LeBron James is still the best player in the world because Curry is an amazing player and one of the best players in the world. But if I had to pick somebody, I'm going with LeBron James.
I mean, if you're talking about starting your franchise, what player you pick, would that be considered the best player in the world, like the first player off the board? Is it the player that you see will fit most organizations the best? I mean, it's a lot to consider when you think about, like, the best player in the world. But in all fairness, I think LeBron, you know, he's been at the top. He's been at the summit pedestal for a while. He has two NBA championships. He's been on the top of his game for a while. You can say that he does things no other player can do, just like Steph Curry has parts to his game that no other player can do. But until Steph Curry can win multiple MVPs, multiple championships, and continue to lead his team and continue to play at a high level like he is now, then maybe one day he'll be considered the best. But right now, I still think it's too early to drop LeBron. And if you think, and is it even fair to say that Steph Curry is number two in the world, I wouldn't even know if I would put him in the top two.
Oh, yeah? Who would you put second?
Well, before Steph Curry, I think you have multiple players that can be considered, like, the best. So, for example, you still have Kevin Durant, who's up there. You still have Carmelo Anthony. You still have Russell Westbrook. You have multiple players that – Chris Paul. You have multiple players that could be considered elite. Kobe Bryant, not anymore, but Kobe Bryant a couple years ago was always in the top discussions. Dwayne Wade, you know, these players. And if you're asking me right now who I think number two is, I would probably have to say Kevin Durant.
And that is where we would disagree, kind sir. I believe Steph Curry is the second best player in the world. And let me tell you why I believe he's better than Kevin Durant. First off, he has more of an overall game than Kevin Durant does. Again, Kevin Durant's pretty much, in my opinion, guys. Again, my opinion. In my opinion, Kevin Durant is just a pure scorer. Steph Curry is an assist man. He's a scorer. You know, he has a jump shot. He can take the ball to the hole. He is a great player. And Steph Curry, unlike Kevin Durant, you know, Kevin Durant's pretty much a choke artist, in my opinion. Steph Curry proves he could win a championship. Not only did people say a jump shooting team can't win a championship, he proved that with his skill, a jump shooting team can win a championship. He carried that team throughout the playoffs, making shots that, you know, were so amazing that it brought his team the victory. I believe Steph Curry is the best player in the world, and I don't think Kevin Durant is there anymore. I think Steph Curry dethroned him. When Kevin Durant wins a championship, then maybe we can have this discussion again, but Steph Curry right now is better than Durant.
We'll just have to agree to disagree, Jay. I would argue at this point with you, but we have to move on for now. Let's head into the second topic of the day.
Oh, because you lost. One victory for Jonathan. Now, moving on, guys.
Okay, no,
our next topic we're going
to
be talking about.
Let's go back to it. No, I refuse.
Anyway, next topic we're going to be talking about is the sexting scandal. Chris, tell me something about that.
I don't want to.
Second point for Jonathan. No, I'm just kidding.
But okay, if you insist, since you're not going to say anything. Guys, sexting. Sexting. It's a big deal now. It's a bigger deal than it ever used to be. I mean, can you imagine? I wouldn't know. I was in school at the time, but can you imagine 10, 20 years ago, this stuff like this never happened? You know, it's growing bigger because of the advancement in technology, of course. You know, cell phones now, you have smartphones that it's so easy to send emails, pictures, take pictures, do anything. So sexting is bigger now than it's ever been before. And it's like a constant occurrence in school now. I mean, I guarantee you, you can go to any high school in the country and you will find a sexting scandal at some point happened to someone there. I mean, Jay, when we were in school, we've seen multiple things like this happen. I mean, but now it's getting to the point where cameras and news stations are getting involved because they're getting bigger and more students are being affected by this every day. What do you think about this?
Well, when you have social media to the point where it is today in our society, pretty much everything gets out. So sexting, you know, it's on electronics. Pretty much anyone can track anything that you put online or whatnot, people, because, you know, people just share that with everyone. It's to get out. And with the way social media is, I'm not surprised if it goes into, you know, TV or whatnot, goes all over the internet because of the way the age we live in right now. And it is getting to a point where it's getting worse or whatever, because with the freedom of technology that we have now, it's so easy to send a little picture here and there or talk about, you know, telling someone what you want to do them or whatever. I mean, it's just so easy to do, and I'm not surprised how big it's getting.
I mean, sexting's easy now, right? It's easier than most, like, a lot of other things. I mean, everything's through technology now. I mean, if you just watch any movie, TV show, or even just the people around you, everyone's constantly on their phones all the time. That's how our generation is. Whether you find it disturbing or not, it's up to you, but that's how our generation is. We're constantly on our phones. So it's safe to say that, you know, when you're in the mood late at night, you're getting it with your candles around you, and you're missing that special someone, you're going to sex them. And, you know, it's sad to say, but it's not a big issue anymore. I mean, when it happens, you're like, oh, okay. Like, I will almost guarantee that half of our friends, Jay, have done sexting at some point where they sexted either their girlfriend, someone they're talking to, wife, whatever. It's happened. You know, if you go through your friend's phone, you're bound to find a nude picture of someone on there. Whether it's themselves or someone else, you're just bound to find one because it's so common now. And even, like, just to give you an example, the reason I brought this topic up, Jay, is because I was going through articles and I found another sexting one. This is like the third one I found in like the last like 2-3 weeks. So I was like, it happens all the time. And in just this one article I was reading, for example, I brought up an article just, you know, to have an example. So, and this is one of the more minor sexting scandals. I mean, this one takes place in Bloomington, Indianapolis, or Bloomington, Indiana, sorry. A sexting scandal has rocked Bloomington High School North, and apparently it affected multiple students, and one girl started the whole issue where she went to the school officials and stated that she was worried about a naked picture of her going around from her ex-boyfriend. And it turns out when they did an investigation into the school, it affected more students than they don't have a number here, but it affected more students than they ever thought. And they think it's getting out of hand. They said that the police had to interview more than 50 students just to find out how many people were affected and who the culprits were. And that both boys and girls were involved, obviously.
Well, I mean, that's pretty crazy. It's pretty serious. But, I mean, again, like, I'm not really surprised. I mean, the younger generation is getting more sex ed than ever before because of TV, movies, things you can just look up online. And then again, it's with the social media, it's so easy to do. Like, when you tell me the story, I'm really not surprised at all.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's really not surprising, but like even there's a quote in this article, which I got from Channel 6, an article that, you know, Channel 6 is associated with. I would say it's more prevalent than what this investigation even uncovered. It appears as though it doesn't seem to be shocking to our students for this to occur. It seems to be somewhat normal to them, which is disturbing. And that's just how it is. That's like the mindset of teens nowadays. And even like adults from a couple generations ago, they don't understand how, like, in with our generation, how this is a common thing, but with the, you know, integration of better technology, it's just how it is. Like, I mean, this is the next way to get your freak on, you know, get your freak on. Hope you saw what I did there.
I saw what you did there. But I guess it's time to end this topic here. So, guys, we have reached the halfway point of our show. I just want to, you know, say stay tuned. We're going to be back in a few after this commercial break. Later.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on the sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana in 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at Armbrister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you can go to www.playactionsports.org, or you can call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you can call 305-397-5632. 5632.
Join TrueConvos.com, the Redskins social network, a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join TrueConvos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest.
Try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
Oh, my God.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to Cruise Control. You're with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, those up to the people.
Hey, people, welcome back. I mean, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't a long commercial break. Got to enjoy the nice commercials. But let's just go over where we left off. So far on the show, we've talked about Stephen Curry and whether or not he can be considered the best player in basketball. And secondly, we talked about sexting and how it's more common now than you might think. So, Jay, we got one more topic to talk about today. Introduce it, and let's get into it.
Sure. So the next topic, guys, we're going to be talking about video games, or a very specific video game, Legend of Zelda. So I just want to say something that may come as to a surprise, maybe people's delight, maybe people's shock, but for those of you who love female characters or girls who want a female strong character, The Legend of Zelda is introducing the first female Link ever. Link is one of the most popular video game characters in Nintendo, and the fact that they're introducing a female Link in one of the upcoming Legend of Zelda video games, to me, is pretty spectacular. I mean, we've had so many, because I don't know if you guys follow the story of Link, but Link is a hero of time, and there's many different versions of Link. Most of the Legend of Zelda games, yes, it looks like the same character, but it's actually a whole bunch of different Links or different characters, so they're not all the same. So the fact that another incarnation of the character Link, this time it's going to be female, and I'm pretty excited about this. What about you?
I mean, it's about time. I mean, I love Link, and I love the way he is already. But, you know, some people are right where you do want to see sometimes a female, strong female character as, like, the main lead. I know there's obviously Peach and there's Zelda for Nintendo, which are strong female characters that are central to most of these stories. For example, Zelda, the game is called The Legend of Zelda. So it's funny, though, how Link's nowhere in the title. I just want to bring that up. But Link is, regardless, the main character through the franchise. And whether, now that he's becoming, that they're changing him to a female character in his new incarnation of the game, I think that's pretty cool. It's interesting to see. I just really would like to see what the game's about, how the game's going to come out. I mean, it's about time.
Well, I got a little information on that. Not much has been really shared about it, but Nintendo revealed that The Legend of Zelda Hyrule Warriors Legends is coming out with a sequel to the Wii U, which is the game from last year. So if any of you seen The Legend of Zelda Hyrule Warriors, which I saw a little video about the first game anyways, and it looks pretty fun and pretty entertaining. But the sequel is coming out, and the new character that was announced, the character's name is Linkle, Linkle. So Linkle, guys, she comes from a village filled with Koukos, the chicken-like birds found throughout Zelda, and is ready to help Link save Hyrule. She's donning a green tunic, and she's essentially a female Link. So there's pretty much going to be Link in the game as well, but you pretty much get a female Link as well in the game. So kind of have two Links. I'm sure she'll have a little bit different fighting style, but still, I'm pretty excited for this because it's kind of unique. I've never really, I was never expecting them to come out with a female Link. We do have some big female Nintendo characters like Samus and whatnot, but I'm still pretty excited with them coming out with a female Link and just introducing a new aspect to the game.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not she is the female Link, essentially, I mean, yeah, she's probably, if Link is in the game, then she probably plays like his counterpart, you know, where she's just the female version of him, which is still pretty cool now that she's like going to be a central protagonist in the actual game. I'm excited to see what the game's about. I'm excited to get into it, play it. You know me, we love the Legend of Zelda series. Yeah, we haven't played like all of them because there's so many. But the ones we have played are really good. And, you know, we like to keep up with like this type of news. And I'm sure a lot of you guys too. And I'm sure a lot of you guys think, you know, this is pretty cool. And I hope you guys are excited to play with Linkle, just like we are. Because I mean, what's not to like? You know, you're playing a new Legend of Zelda game's coming out, new characters, new storyline. I mean, it's going to be pretty epic. I'm sure they're going to do a good job. A lot of the Legend of Zelda games are actually pretty well made or well done, and they're almost always fun. So I'm excited to see this. I want to see gameplay footage of the game. I want to read like plot synopsis of it. I want to get into the game. I want to like a good detail. I want everything I need to know about this game, and I want it now. But I'm excited. It looks like it's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, and another topic I wanted to point out, guys, moving away from Link and Legend of Zelda, is a new Super Smash Bros. Game is coming out, and we learned one of the new characters that's going to be in it. It's Cloud from Final Fantasy VII. Final Fantasy VII is one of the biggest Final Fantasy games, in my opinion, and probably most of the fans' opinions to ever be created. It's one of the better ones, and Cloud is a fan favorite amongst all, like, gamers pretty much. And he's going to be a new character featured in Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U and 3DS. So, not much has really been revealed, but it does look like his fighting style is going to be a mixture of Ike from Fire Emblem and Shulk from Xenoblade. I mean, many of his sword attacks look similar to Shulk, while much of his movements look similar to Ike from what I've been reading, guys. And, you know, I'm sure this news turned Cloud and Final Fantasy VII into a Twitter frenzy or worldwide, you know, feed, because ever since I read this article that he would be featured in the game, I've been seeing nothing but Cloud to be featured in Super Smash Brothers, and that, you know, is pretty big in my opinion, because we haven't had any Final Fantasy characters in any of the Super Smash Brothers yet, and Cloud is a fan favorite in most video game aspects or console aspects, so for him to be introduced is pretty cool, and I'm excited to see his character within the game.
I mean, just to establish this, anyone who calls himself a gamer ever knows Final Fantasy, or at least maybe not have played it, but they've heard of the game and heard of the game franchise. I mean, it's so significant in gaming now, and the franchise has done so well that it was about time that one of these games, you know, established, like Super Smash Bros. Establishes characters from all over, and they put them in and they get them to rumble and fight. And it was about time that Final Fantasy was included. And of course, Cloud, anyone who's ever played Final Fantasy, understands that Final Fantasy VII's Cloud is one of the most popular Final Fantasy characters ever, if not the most popular. And just to have him in the game is crucial. I mean, it's going to bring a lot of Final Fantasy fans to play, people who are already, you know, exposed and excited about Super Smash Bros., just like us, love that game. But now he's in the game. It's going to be fun. Super Smash Bros. Is a fun game, and I'm sure if he does well, other Final Fantasy characters might be added into Super Smash Bros. Into a later version or maybe an updated patch. Who knows? But maybe the next Final Super Smash Bros. Will have a Final Fantasy character. So it's something to look forward to. It's exciting. I mean, like you said, as soon as I read the article, all I saw were articles about Cloud being introduced into the series, which is pretty cool. Don't get me wrong, a lot of the characters are similar in terms of Super Smash Bros., but there's bound to be some little differences here and there, so I'm excited to see what they do with him. And hopefully, I hope they add more Final Fantasy characters that I love, because it'd be something cool to look forward to.
Exactly, but I'm sure that they added him because he's probably the most popular Final Fantasy character. I mean, they even have a movie on him, and I've pretty much only seen a Final Fantasy movie based on Cloud. So, I mean, you pretty much know he's one of the most, if not the most popular Final Fantasy characters, so that's probably why they introduced him first. I'm sure if he's successful and does well, they'll introduce some more characters. But, guys, we have reached the end of our show, so we just want to thank you for listening to Cruise Control. If you like what we talked about or have an opinion on it, feel free to message us on Twitter or Facebook. Our Twitter handles are ChristianCruise66 and JCFilms. So we'll be back tomorrow, guys, from 11 to 11:30, so you can clear us out.
Peace out, guys. Have a nice night. Good night. Now shut up and drive.